Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. President-elect Trump had a fallback position after Matt Gaetz withdrew his nomination for U.S. Attorney General. It's Florida's former Attorney General.
Pam Bondi, the former Attorney General for the state of Florida. Trump says he will nominate her to be his Attorney General. Pam Bondi is somebody who has been part of Trump's inner circle for a long time. In fact, one of his defense lawyers in his first impeachment trial. Now she is his choice to be Attorney General.
ABC's Jonathan Carl. The House Ethics Committee investigated alleged sexual misconduct and illicit substance abuse by Gaetz. Illinois Democrat Sean Casten is not withdrawing his bill that would compel the committee to release its findings. Alabama executed condemned murderer Carrie Dale Grayson for the 1994 murder of a woman hitchhiker. Witnesses to the execution say Grayson cursed at the warden and gave him a double middle finger salute when the gas began flowing. This is ABC News. After weeks of searching for a man who faked his own death on Wisconsin's Green Lake, the county sheriff says they've found him. Kind of.
Sheriff Mark Podol.
The great news, we know that he's alive.
But
the bad news is we do not know where Ryan exactly is.
Ryan Borgwart.
And he has not yet decided to return home.
The deputies in daily contact saying Borgwart's somewhere in Eastern Europe. Through a Russian-speaking contact, he sent a video proving he's alive.
Safe, secure. No problem.
Facing state obstruction charges for faking his death, the sheriff says Borgwalt has unspecified personal issues.
ABC's Chuck Sievertson. A second major verdict this year against Sig Sauer, a Philadelphia jury hitting the gunmaker with an $11 million judgment in the case of a man whose holstered Sig Sauer P320 went off while he was walking downstairs. He was wounded in one of his legs. The jury decreeing the company negligent for selling what it considered a defective firearm and holster. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
The John and Gordy Show.
The clipping sound you heard was all of global allies cutting their cables that connect to the American intelligence network.
For the Republican Party to submit themselves to Vlad Putin is just, you must be able to see Ronald Reagan's corpse underneath his grave because it's just turned to clear glass because he's been spinning so fast and melted it.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Iron Mike Tyson and Jake Paul, the YouTuber. They're likely, this is just me wildly speculating, might have been a wee bit of a gentleman's agreement. Try to make it look good, but nobody's actually going to try to knock anybody out.
I actually put a bet on that, and I bet it for Jake Paul to win, just because I knew it was staged. Mike Tyson was going to do what he's going to do. Clearly obvious he could have knocked him out. He just didn't want to do it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks host the Indiana Pacers tonight at Fiserv Forum. It's an NBA Cup game. The Bucks hoping to improve their record during this homestand. They're 6-9 right now. Giannis Antetokounmpo.
There's 67 games left. You know, 67 games left. We're trending towards the right direction. We're winning at home, right? We've lost one game at home or two games? Two games at home? It's good. It's not that bad. At the end of the day, we have a lot of season left.
College hoops, the Badgers men's team in Orlando to take on Central Florida. NFL, the Packers say that Jaire Alexander has been dealing with a torn PCL in his right knee, suffered in a game 3 weeks ago. The Packers host the 49ers on Sunday. College football, the Badgers on the road to face Nebraska in their first game since firing offensive coordinator Phil Longo.
Regardless of who's actually calling the plays, the progression is how you continue to evolve the offense in particular for what best fits Wisconsin.
That's Wisconsin head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Glicked's weekend is here, and Wicked and Gladiator have high hopes for a box office splash. Wicked is expected to be the box office winner, with Universal Studios hoping for a $100 to $110 million opener. Paramount is hoping Gladiator 2 pulls in about $65 million, which would be a healthy start for a film that cost $250 million to make. Even those healthy estimates would have this twosome fall short of Barbenheimer's opening weekend, which pulled in $235 million a year and a half ago. Actress Rosemary DeWitt recently appeared on the Drew Barrymore show and said her husband, Ron Livingston, was so despised for his role as Jack Berger on Sex and the City that he couldn't even walk in New York City without rabid fans yelling and screaming at him. Ironically, when Livingston wanders through an office, he gets constant reminders about his TPS reports. Guy can't catch a break. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Rain coming to an end here in the overnight, but our clouds will stay put. Lows in the upper 30s and northwest winds still up around 25 at 30 miles per hour. Clouds around for your Friday, highs in the mid-40s, northwest winds 5 to 15. It's 42 at our studios.
Peach Wabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome independent filmmaker Cole Sheldon. And it is a bar band Friday night, so that means our friend Terry Barr will drop by with new music and really fun chat. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Peach Wabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
Nation, visit thyroidawareness.com.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. The Oklahoma Chief of Education, that's, Mr. Stitt is the governor there. Ryan Walters is the state superintendent of education. And he has produced a video in which he is praying to Jesus a prayer of thanks for Donald Trump. And he wants this video to be shown in every public school in Oklahoma, particularly the elementary schools. Get them while they're young, right? When he was asked if he would punish schools that refused to play the video of him praying to God, thanking him for Donald Trump, if he would punish those schools who refused to play that, he replied, this was in a news conference yesterday or the day before, quote, "Yeah, absolutely. We've allowed the left-wing activists to get their way here. And so, listen, our announcement of the Office of Religious Liberty is so that parents, teachers, and kids understand you can pray. And so, listen, rogue superintendents who don't want to include the Bible and they don't want to allow a prayer, we're not going to tolerate it here in the state of Oklahoma." He says the country's founders, quote, had no problem with religion interfering with government. And when he spent $25,000 on Donald Trump's Bibles, he says, oh, that's the right thing to do. He says that he hopes that Linda McMahon, Trump's selection for Secretary of Education, would abolish the Department of Education. Now, the Attorney General has said that Walters doesn't have the authority to push this prayer down the throat of every child in the state of Oklahoma. He says not only is this edict unenforceable, it is contrary to parents' rights, local control, and individual free exercise rights. What I find interesting is that Ryan Walters and Kevin Stitt and these guys in Oklahoma are portraying themselves as uber Christians. And it reminds me from the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 6, verse 5. And this is what Jesus said about public prayer. He said, "And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray, standing in the synagogues and in the corner of the streets, that they may be seen by men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father who is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. And when you pray, do not use vain repetitions as the heathens do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking." And then that's followed by his saying, here's the Lord's Prayer, use this prayer. So Jesus, the arguably founder of Christianity, I realize Paul, created modern Christianity, but, the grandfather, let's say, of Christianity, said, don't pray in public. God won't reward you if you pray in public. And here's this guy saying, you know, we're going to punish schools that don't show me praying in public, you know, thanking God for Donald Trump. It's just like the hypocrisy is so thick. I mean, it's just mind-boggling. It's also mind-boggling to me. I was the pastor of a church in Detroit for almost 2 years back in the 70s. And I went through a whole study program to get there as a sort of mini seminary. And I always struggled with that, you know, public prayer. I realized that it is basically performance rather than prayer. And was very reluctant to do it. And frankly, only very rarely did. Because I always felt uncomfortable about it. Instead, I would, you know, call for, you know, silent prayer. Let's take a minute or 2 minutes here and just, you know, say our prayer silently. And what blows my mind is the number of people who claim that they are Christians who have either clearly never read just the Sermon on the Mount, which is what I was just reading to you from, or if they have read it, don't give a damn what Jesus had to say about how you should conduct yourself around religion, in the context of religion. Just, you know, and I mean, tune into any televangelist, oh, dear God, dude, be sure to, you know, and be with Donald Trump. It's like, really? This is what Jesus wanted you to do? Anyway, enough of my preaching here. I'll move along. Terrorized. Expert says Trump is relying on fear to fulfill his biggest campaign promise. This is Kathleen Culleton over at Raw Story. And what she's writing is that it's going to be logistically damn near impossible for Donald Trump to kick 11, 12, 13, 14, whatever it is, million people out of the country. It'll cost billions of dollars. It'll take a long time. It'll be very controversial. But he is going to cause a lot of immigrants to leave this country, people who are here without documentation, and even some people who are here, you know, with a green card or with a temporary protected status, TPS, like the Haitian refugees who are living in Springfield, Ohio. It's going to cause a lot of those people to flee the country as quickly as they can because of fear. Bob Woodward named his book about Trump Fear. Fear is the principal weapon that Trump has used his whole entire life. You sue Trump, you get crushed by the countersuits, even though he loses. He doesn't care. He's going to drain you of all your resources because he's the rich guy. And it's not, by the way, this is not unique to Donald Trump. There's a small number of right-wing billionaires who delight in doing this kind of thing. So anyhow, she writes, this is Dara Lind, a senior fellow at the American Immigration Council, says, the government will do things that hurt people. It'll do things that look scary, but how many people will be caught up in a deportation machine and how quickly is by no means a settled question. The constraints on mass deportation are logistical more than legal. Deporting a million people a year would cost $88 billion a year. And he talks about how, you know, I'm assuming Dana is a he, I could be wrong. Dara, excuse me, maybe a she. Lind, anyway, believes Trump is banking on fear, hoping that people without citizenship will be so frightened of deportation at Trump's hands that they'll flee by their own means. And Lind says that we should all be doing what we can to support undocumented people in our local communities. Writes, it starts with a committed and clear-eyed willingness to treat abuses of power as a rupture and an aberration, something that can and should be fought. There are going to be, you know, sanctuary cities. There are going to be places where the local police departments will refuse to cooperate with ICE. And you know, several, Los Angeles, for example, has already proclaimed this. And this is going to present Trump with a test. How far can he go? But, you know, once again, I mean, you know, the reason why Trump used trans people, beat up on trans people and beats up on undocumented immigrants is because they are the lowest of the low. They're the bottom of the rung. They're the least powerful people in America. They have the smallest constituencies. And Trump has been successful in convincing second and third generation Hispanic Americans that they don't want immigrants coming into this country either, that those people are competing with them for jobs. And so it's going to be a real challenge to get Americans to push back on these things. The good Germans were out there going, yeah, round up those Jews and stick them in the boxcars. You know, it didn't start with the Jews. It was the criminals, you know, the roughly 500 detention camps that were built around Germany between March of 1933 and, you know, the 1940s, when they started building death camps outside Germany. All the ones inside Germany were just prison camps. I realize some of them had crematoriums, most famously Dachau, but that was because they worked people to death. And they were having cholera epidemics. But, you know, the bottom line is, you know, will Americans go along with this? I would say, yeah, for sure. I don't know how this is going to play out. And I don't know how big it's going to be, and I don't know how successful it's going to be, and I don't know what level of support Trump is going to have. But what I do know is that when other countries have tried this, whether it's Viktor Orban in Hungary, whether it's Putin going after the Chechens, whether it was Hitler going after Jews and communists, it's worked.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
And that troubles me a lot. I'm not sure exactly what to do about that other than call it out. I'll be back with your calls right after this.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill, plus get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up.
Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The Todd Allbush Show.
Zomers, are you a Netflix and chill guy?
Do you know what Netflix and chill means?
I thought it just meant watch something on Netflix together.
You say that's what you're going to do, but you're really having them over there for sex.
This is why nobody wants to come to my place anymore. I say, hey, you want to come over and have Netflix and chill? People keep saying, well, no, I don't think so. I'll take it back. And I just thought they were being rude.
I do have Netflix, though.
The Todd Allbush Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey Kay, a professor emeritus of democracy at the University of Wisconsin, Green Bay. Harvey, I know you're the big FDR expert.
In 1934, he decided that the inequality and the wealth accumulated at the top was a threat not only to the American economy, but also to the American democratic spirit, American democratic life. The
way sounds like history's repeating itself.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to...
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, you know, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildups in your dog's system, and high amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even the so-called healthy and organic dog foods are often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients, and dogs absolutely love this food. Our dogs go nuts for it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught codskin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom from 511 to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. drmartypets.com/Tom. To the streets outside, every moment's a chance. Spread love worldwide. In the rhythm. We're back 22 minutes past the hour. Albert in Detroit, Michigan. Hey, Albert, what's on your mind today?
Hi, I just want to make a comment about Kamala losing the election. Pretty much, I think she lost because she's female and she's black. That's what I thought happened, actually. And also, no one's talking about the votes that were thrown out since the Supreme Court justices made a decision about voter registration for blacks, a voting rights act for blacks back in the day. I didn't get any coverage either.
Yeah.
But the other thing is, you remember Jeff Sessions, right, under Trump the first time around, and he had in a hearing, they asked him about visiting Russia, and he lied about it. Now, Jeff Sessions is an apple pie guy, right? He loves America, patriotic. Why would he lie about visiting Russia? I think this whole thing was planned back then. This whole thing about January 6th thing, I think Putin knows something about Trump and made a deal. This guy's part of the Putin regime.
Yeah.
That's what was going on.
Make the world safe for autocrats, for oligarchs. Yeah.
Did Supreme Court justice gambled on immunity information? There was no gamble, man.
Yeah.
That was a done deal.
Yeah.
She can never win an election.
Yeah.
And in Michigan, we're talking about Michigan. At one point, there were common votes in some one of the counties. And they said basically it was wrong because the online voting and the actual count were wrong, and they changed it. And guess what? It made a difference. 3,000 votes turned over in Michigan, and made a couple other guys that were not Congress people.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't the million voting machines here. There's a mixture of all of those in Michigan, like three or four different companies on that stuff.
Yeah.
So this whole thing to me is too sweet. It had to be a plan.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I think it's possible, Albert. I think that Trump has been colluding with Putin for a long, long time. We know that Musk has been talking to Putin regularly for the last couple of years. Or we don't know this, but the press reports argue, say this. And the same thing with Trump. He's apparently kept in touch with Putin since he left the White House. I think Putin is manipulating both of them, frankly. He's a master manipulator. He was, you know, when he was with the KGB, that was his job, was manipulating people. And you know, he essentially ran East Germany's intelligence. And if you've ever seen the movie The Lives of Others, you know what life is like under Putin. And if you haven't seen it, you know, go out and watch it. I think it's on Prime or Netflix. It's just an amazing, amazing movie. Yes. Yeah. It's.
If you are a criminal.
He said shoot, didn't he? Okay. I'm sorry. Huh? Keep going, Albert.
No, I was saying, if you're a criminal, working for the highest land, off the land, dumb people should know better than that.
Yeah.
So what do you think that push for? I got nephews that told me point blank, uncle, look, we don't like her. I said, what? Well, I don't like any of them, said. So that's interesting to me that you elect a criminal for the office of president.
Well, here's the thing. Right. You know, if 17% of late deciders voted, you know, by if late deciders voted for Trump by a 17% margin, the question is why. And earlier in the program, I posited that the reason why was because of advertising, because, you know, the billionaires spent so much money on advertising. But another very real possibility is that it just came down to, you know, the late deciders really did not know anything about Trump's policies or Harris's policies. They're not people who follow politics. They're not people who care about politics. But what they did know is that there was a white man versus a black woman. And for many of these, and the late deciders were mostly white people. And for many white people, racism is still a thing. I mean, it's still a vital and central part of their lives and their worldviews and their political opinions. And it's still a thing. And, you know, it's sad to acknowledge that. But, you know, what can you do?
Yeah. Thanks, man.
Yeah. Thanks, Albert. Good talking to you. This is something that America really has to come to terms with. I mean, yes, we did elect a black man as president. He was a brilliant orator, Barack Obama. And in my opinion, the main reason he got elected in 2008 was because Air America was on the air we had 57 stations in every major market in America. We reached 80% of this country. And I believe we got Barack Obama into the White House. And, you know, it's going to be a hell of a job without progressive media to get any Democrat elected going forward. I'll be picking up your calls on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Helping you win the water cooler wars. I'll be right back with your calls. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildups in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are, and high amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even so-called healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula. It's called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't have to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients, and tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. Blue and Chewy devour this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught cod skin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Or is it? Family gatherings and holiday parties can be fun and are filled with holiday cheer and plenty of holiday goodies to eat. However, with a little more holiday goodies on our plates than usual, our health can take its toll. Luckily, we have Just Thrive Probiotic. It's the only clinically proven probiotic and antioxidant on the market. Unlike most probiotics, Just Thrive will keep your gut in balance during the busy holiday season and beyond. Give yourself the gift of health this year and kickstart your New Year routine early with Just Thrive. For a limited time, you can save 20% site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. Once again, go to justthrivehealth.com and use that promo code TOM for 20% off site-wide. That's justthrivehealth.com. And to save 20%, use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, justthrivehealth.com, promo code TOM.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. President-elect Trump had a fallback position after Matt Gaetz withdrew his nomination for U.S. Attorney General. It's Florida's former Attorney General.
Pam Bondi, the former Attorney General for the state of Florida. Trump says he will nominate her to be his Attorney General. Pam Bondi is somebody who has been part of Trump's inner circle for a long time. In fact, one of his defense lawyers in his first impeachment trial. Now she is his choice to be Attorney General.
ABC's Jonathan Carl. The House Ethics Committee investigated alleged sexual misconduct and illicit substance abuse by Gaetz. Illinois Democrat Sean Casten is not withdrawing his bill that would compel the committee to release its findings. Alabama executed condemned murderer Carrie Dale Grayson for the 1994 murder of a woman hitchhiker. Witnesses to the execution say Grayson cursed at the warden and gave him a double middle finger salute when the gas began flowing. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If the Academy Awards have any meaning at all, they will nominate Denis Villeneuve for Best Director for Dune 2. Those are the words of actor Josh Brolin, who seems serious, adding he might quit acting altogether if his friend is not nominated for Best Director. Yeah, me too. The first Dune received 10 Oscar nominations in 2022, but not for Best Director, which obviously does not sit well with the No Country for Old Men actor. Thespians do tend to be a bit dramatic, but I hope Brolin doesn't quit acting. He's pretty good at it. Those of you who are shower indifferent, love camping in mud, and would like a shot at a serious injury might be interested to know that headliners for 2025's Coachella have been announced. Lady Gaga, Green Day, Post Malone, and Travis Scott will perform, and there will be an appearance by Yo Gabba Gabba. Can't hardly wait to not attend. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Glicked's weekend is here, and Wicked and Gladiator have high hopes for a box office splash. Wicked is expected to be the box office winner, with Universal Studios hoping for a $100 to $110 million opener. Paramount is hoping Gladiator 2 pulls in about $65 million, which would be a healthy start for a film that cost $250 million to make. Even those healthy estimates would have this twosome fall short of Barbenheimer's opening weekend, which pulled in $235 million a year and a half ago. Actress Rosemarie DeWitt recently appeared on the Drew Barrymore show and said her husband, Ron Livingston, was so despised for his role as Jack Berger on Sex and the City that he couldn't even walk in New York City without rabid fans yelling and screaming at him. Ironically, when Livingston wanders through an office, he gets constant reminders about his TPS reports. Guy can't catch a break. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Rain coming to an end here in the overnight, but our clouds will stay put. Lows in the upper 30s and northwest winds still up around 25 at 30 miles per hour. Clouds around for your Friday, highs in the mid-40s, northwest winds 5 to 15. It's 42 at our studios.
Matt Nair on air.
And we are here with Matt Randolph, Mr. Global. Donald Trump now will be coming in for a second term. There has been talk of removing sanctions from Russia. What would that mean, Matt, for the oil and gas industry?
So it depends on what Russia does, but we've seen nothing to suggest that they want to have anything to do with lowering oil prices.
And so the prices are essentially going to stay the same?
In all likelihood, yes.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
The John and Gordy Show.
I went out to the car and I had to scrape ice off my window.
You're kidding.
Do you have a good ice scraper at least?
I have an excellent ice scraper and thank God it was in the car yet.
I had to use like my credit card to scrape my windshield.
Oh no.
You know what works great is a cassette. What?
You actually used a cassette to get the ice off your windows?
Yeah.
No. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time for a special edition with Brady Ewing, former Wisconsin Badger, with a Badger-Packer preview, and our old friend Peter Rapine with a week in review. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Here's Sarah in San Rafael. Hey, Sarah, what's on your mind today?
Hi, good morning, Professor. I'm here on the West Coast in California, thankfully. Basically, the first question I had is that, you know, California, Governor Newsom, you know, Washington, Oregon, Massachusetts, New Jersey, Illinois are going to resist the Trumpization of our states. Mm-hmm. Why can't we just secede from the union? I mean, what would be the downside of that? We're the biggest economies of the whole country, pretty much. You know, the red states just take from us. Right. You know, we could just keep the federals here. You know, we already have military bases. You know, I know at one point in the past, we were always concerned about the vulnerability of succeeding and fracturing this country. But with the buffoons he's putting in the cabinet, I think we'd be safer if we just, you know, had our own alliance.
I don't disagree, Sarah. The process for a state to remove itself from the union is pretty cumbersome. It requires the permission of Congress. I don't recall all the details, but it's pretty much impossible. So, and that's why, you know, when the Confederate states did it, they had to declare war. I mean, yeah,
Well, that's okay.
It's not okay. Right. I'm not willing to throw America into a civil war. We don't want to have Americans shooting at each other again. I just don't think that's a good thing. But what I do envision, Sarah, is that the blue states, particularly those that are reliably and solidly blue, which is probably about two-thirds of them, will form an alliance and will stand up to some of Trump's most extreme positions.
I hope so, because and I'd like to make a comment, if possible, on a comment that you made a week or two ago about, I hate the word, trans athletes competing with genetic women, and you even questioned about that. Mm-hmm. Being of that tribe myself, you know...
Woman or trans?
What's that? No. Anatomically corrected in my book. We're not trans. I've never been that other gender. I just need to be corrected.
Right.
You know, so that's where I'm going. But, you know, pretty much, you know, short of skeletal changes that are hard to reverse, HRT just changes your whole muscular and fat distribution. And, you know, granted, if you just started, that's one thing. But if you've been on it a while, you're really no different pretty much than a genetic woman. And if you remember back in the Olympics, what the Soviets were doing to the genetic women, giving them testosterone, they were more like men than they were women.
That's true.
Hormones are like really positive. So, I mean,
but that's why they're outlawed. That much of,
yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's the whole point. But the thing is, they do have an effect. I mean, what hormones do on the body. It's kind of like what your essence, like I like to call it, does to your being of who you are.
Yeah.
You know, so there's, you know, it's just like it's they just use this whole thing to, you know, come against us. And that's also for me, like being an older girl, I have some medical things that I need to get taken care of. And this Medicare stuff that he's talking about, that's like really a little hanging fruit for him to just, you know, sign into an executive order that they're not going to cover any of our medical treatments. So, yeah, I'm affected. And as a matter of fact, I'm getting my birth certificate in my home state where I was born changed so I can get my passport. Because, yeah, I'm hoping things, especially with Newsom here, will not be that crazy for a while.
Yeah.
But you just never know. You know, especially us, you know, migrants, you're right. Economically, there's a bunch of things he wants to do that are not going to be able to be real. But for like us, we're like real low-hanging fruit.
Yes, I'm with you. Sarah, thank you. Thank you very much for the call. Lonnie in Jensen, Florida. Hey, Lonnie, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure.
It's more of a comment that I wanted to make based on the information that we have from the previous Trump. All of the drugs that they have been, it has been said that they were using in the last administration.
You're talking about Dr. Ronnie, Dr. Feelgood, passing out drugs to people? Is that what you mean?
Exactly. And Don Jr. keeps talking about, I am a cocaine freak and all of that other stuff.
Yeah.
Why are the police not involved with checking this out? And furthermore, so many corporations require that people who work for them have drug tests sporadically.
Yeah.
And nothing is done as far as the government is concerned, and that doesn't seem like something being fair. Cocaine is illegal, no matter which way you look at it, and they're all floating around with cocaine and Xanax and all of the other drugs.
Well,
and that's basically...
A couple of thoughts on that, Lonnie. First of all, cocaine is a prescription drug. They use it mostly for nasal surgery. You know, right. you can put it on mucous membranes and it numbs them. But it's right. not impossible that Dr. Ronnie, who's now a congressman from Texas, was prescribing cocaine. More likely, though, and what you see really frequently with, you know, particularly wealthy white people, is they simply get a prescription for Adderall, which is 30% pure methamphetamine, you know, crystal meth, or even Dazoxin. I don't know if that's still around. It was a big deal when I was a teenager. Dazoxin is 100% pure methamphetamine, and it comes in time-release, little plastic time-release tablets, and you just soak them for a half hour and just drink the liquid or shoot it up or snort it or whatever. And it sure does look to me more often than not that Don Jr. is high on something, and I'm guessing he's got an ADHD prescription. I mean, if there's anybody who is ever diagnosable as ADHD, it's certainly Don Jr.
That's true. That's true, but it certainly doesn't mean that, because of the people that are snorting and whatever else it is shooting up, it's illegal. Bottom line, illegal.
Unless
and
you have a prescription.
Should be more involved.
Yeah. I think that that's probably the least likely area where anybody is going to go after Trump and his buddies is what you're describing, but it is fairly conspicuous. I'm with you.
Yeah.
Lonnie, I got to move along, but thank you for the call. Gar in Atlanta. Hey, Gar, what's on your mind today?
How you doing, Tom?
I'm great. What's up?
I have a little different take on this election.
Mm-hmm.
I think this was an election for J.D. Vance advancement, so to speak. The difference I have, I mean, do the math, use common sense. Joe Biden stepped down. They put in Kamala Harris. J.D. Vance called Trump America's Hitler, and he chose him as his VP. And what really told the whole story, when Kamala Harris gave her speech, it looked like she was happy she didn't win. I said, wow. I mean, she looked happy. But another thing I want to say, too, Tom, when you become one of them billionaires, man, don't change, man.
That ain't going to happen.
Your show going to go off the hook. I'm telling you, you're going to have fun these next 4 years.
Yeah.
So, I say, when you become one of them, don't change.
You know, a friend of mine in the advertising business made the comment to me a couple of days ago. He said, you know, this administration is the best thing that could happen to progressive media. I don't think so, frankly, because I think they're going to come after us. I think it's going to be a very, very dark time. But even if it is, I would take, you know, a good, boring Democratic administration any day.
But like I say, watch J.D. Vance.
Yeah.
Because he's going to be the real president.
I'm with you.
Trump, he don't really want it. He don't really want it. He's over the hill. He don't want all the headaches.
No, he wants to play golf.
He would go with presidency.
You know, and hook up
with
hookers.
That's why they chose J.D. Vance.
Porn stars. Yeah. No, I'm with you, Gar. I'm with you.
Thank you very much. Have a good one now.
Yeah, good talking to you. Linda in Rougemont, North Carolina. Hey, Linda, what's on your mind today?
Well, you had a person on your show, Stephen Spoonamore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, on Monday.
Do you know how he arrived at his conclusions? I wrote a diary over at Daily Coast. Somebody else wrote one. They got pulled down. Mine was, why was this pulled down? And the comments that I got, the people said that his calculations were just trash.
Yeah. I don't know, Linda, and that's why, you know, I wanted to have him on because his allegations have gone viral. But I did not want to endorse his allegations, and I don't endorse his allegations because I haven't seen the evidence myself. You know, but I do know Stephen Spoonamore. I mean, I don't know him personally. We're not friends, but he's been on this program several times back in the early 2000s. In 2006 and 2008, he was on this program. And it turned out that what he was saying about what happened in the 2004 election, which just sounded way off the wall, that at 11 o'clock at night there was this interruption of some sort, this state of emergency that lasted a few minutes in the state of Ohio, and Ken Blackwell, the Secretary of State, transferred all of the state's voting totals to Kentucky, to a private company in Kentucky, which then transferred them back 5 minutes later to Ohio, and suddenly John Kerry had lost Ohio. You know, when he reported that originally, I thought he was nuts, and it turned out he was right. Uh-huh. And, you know, and when in 2002, when Max Cleland was, you know, 2 points ahead, you know, over Saxby Chambliss in the Georgia Senate race, and it ended up, so there was a 4-point spread between the two of them. You know, Chambliss was down to, Cleland was up to, that was completely reversed. I mean, literally reversed. And and again, he flagged that, and I had noticed that because I lived in Georgia when that happened, and there were a lot of us going, "Oh, what the hell?" So you know, I think there has been hanky panky in the past, and there might have been hanky panky in this election. Whether, and I don't mean to diminish it by using that kind of childish phrase, but whether it was decisive or not, I don't know, and whether we can prove it or not, I don't know, and I'm not gonna walk out on that particular plank here over the ocean. Linda, thank you for the call.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
If anything, the work we have to do, I you know, obviously we want to tighten up our election security, but we need to awaken Americans to what's going on in this country. That's the work we need to do.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
State Senator-elect Jody Habesh-Sinikin. What's the best way, do you think, it is to approach a difference in not just opinion, but in what we perceive as facts with those that may not be aware or don't agree with it?
First, having a conversation. Try to get an understanding of what is really bothering them and try to offer solutions at the state level or at the local level where there can be progress.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. The John and Gordy Show.
Look who's here. It's Mike McCabe.
Look at the patterns of history, because it's important to realize that this has been cyclical and that we have seen the loss of sort of a we society and the emergence of a me society. And,
right.
And how could that be better manifested than having a certifiable narcissist in the White House? We've gone through these periods before. Light has been found at the end of the tunnel.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX.
fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of support.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
In the heart of every nation, where freedom's flame ignites, there's a beacon shining brightly in the darkest nights. From the hills of Appalachia to the shores of distant lands, the promise of democracy in the people's hands. Through the trials and tribulations, it stands the test of time.
Welcome back. 9 minutes before the hour, picking up your calls here. Anita in British Columbia, Canada. Hey, Anita, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Even though I live in British Columbia, I am an American citizen. Mm-hmm. And I would like to pressure or encourage Kamala Harris to call for recounts. But if I just call the DNC and say she should do that, it has to have been cheating. I'm going to sound like a conspiracy theorist. Mm-hmm. And so I heard what you and Linda were talking about earlier with Stephen Spoonamore. Mm-hmm. But you also spoke earlier on your weeks, about a reporter in Pennsylvania who found out, got into the code of the voting machines and found out that they had been rigged. And you said you didn't know, but you read his work and it sounded what?
That was Spoonamore. Exactly. It wasn't the code of the machines. Yeah. What it was that the number of votes that were recorded in the county where he lived was different from the number of voters who said that they voted. And when he looked into it and asked about it, suddenly the county came up with a whole bunch more votes and flipped the county from pro-Trump to pro-Biden, or pro-Harris, excuse me.
Those
kind of anomalies happen. Every now and then you get, a bunch of votes that just basically get lost. And so, that's not proof of some national systemic effort. That is proof that one particular county in Pennsylvania was screwed up. But, I would like to see a recount too, frankly. But that said, I also know that this should not have been even a close election. And the fact that it was a close election is the, in my opinion, there's a whole bunch of factors that added up to that. Number one, billionaires throwing $20 billion into this election and just saturating us with advertising, number one. Number two, the American media, the mainstream media, sane-washing Donald Trump and like the publisher of the New York Times or the editor of the New York Times saying, defending democracy is a partisan thing. I mean, what kind of BS is that? Number two. Number three, the growth of this massive right-wing media machine that's anchored by Australian billionaire Murdoch families, Fox so-called news, and number four, the absolute failure of the Biden administration to proclaim on a daily basis the good that they have done over the last 4 years. And, you know, you add those four things together, and I'm not surprised by the outcome that we had.
I'm still saddened, embarrassed, and horrified by it, whether no matter what. So you know of no other evidence besides what Stephen Spoonamore has presented?
What Greg Palast pointed out is that in a number of the red states that have large blue cities, they have been purging blue voters in order to maintain their own power.
Yes.
And that Florida, Texas,
and
Georgia in particular would probably be blue states were it not for, you know, voter suppression, principally voter purges.
Right.
So, and that's a big deal and something we need to pay attention to, but that's all I know. Nate, I want to get one more call in here before the end of the show. Thank you for the call. Nancy in Marietta, Ohio. Hey, Nancy, we just have a minute. What's up?
Okay. Well, I just saw something about House Bill 9495, where they're going to give them power to shut down any 501c nonprofit just because they want to.
Yep.
What can we do about that?
You can contact your members of the House and Senate and ask them not to allow this legislation to pass.
Well, after Trump takes over, it's all going to be Republican.
Well, it'll get revisited. I mean, odds are, even if it passes, that Joe Biden won't sign it. So I'm not, we do need to block it. We need to do everything we can to block it. And if Biden did sign it, that would be just a shocking betrayal, frankly, in my opinion.
I don't think he would sign it either. But just we have to figure out a way to fight against these guys because they're nuts.
Yeah.
These
real battles are going to start, after January 21st. That's when the real battles are going to start. And right now it's just a matter of, building our systems for educating each other, for supporting each other. Figuring out which organizations or nonprofits we're going to really work with and where we're getting our information, supporting progressive media outlets, whether supporting their advertisers or supporting, the nonprofits and all those kind of things. We got to just roll along. Okay, Nancy, I got to run. Thank you. Thank you. Marty in Baltimore. Hey, Marty, I got a minute ahead of myself. You've got the last minute. What's up?
Yeah, quickly, I just wanted to say that you're a lifesaver for me because basically I had stopped listening to everything right after the election. And basically today is the first day that I tuned into you, and I'm glad to hear, I'm keep on. But what I wanted to say is you mean to tell me there's nothing in the Constitution that allows the citizens of this country to object to a person who tried to overthrow their own government?
Well, there is. It's Article 3 of the 14th Amendment, which says that people who tried to overthrow the government can't run for public office. But six corrupt Republicans on the Supreme Court said Donnie's a special boy, and he gets to commit all the crimes he wants. So that's the problem, Marty. Marty, thanks for the call. Thank you for being with us today. Get out there, get active, tag your it. I'll see you tomorrow. Be good to yourself and the people around you, and stay safe. We got a lot of work to do.
Been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
So let me guess, your medicine cabinet is crammed with stuff that doesn't work. You're still not sleeping, you're still hurt, and you're stressed out. That's how it was for me. So I cleaned out my cabinet, reset my health with CBD from CB Distillery. It's been a real change. CB Distillery's targeted formulations are made from the highest quality, clean ingredients. No fluff, no fillers, just pure, effective CBD solutions designed to help support your health. In two non-clinical studies, 81% of customers experienced more calm, 80% said CBD helped with pain after physical activity. An impressive 90% said that they slept better with CBD. If you struggle with a health concern and haven't yet found relief, make the change like I did to CB Distillery. And with over 2 million customers and a solid 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery is the source to trust. I have a 20% discount to get you started. Just visit cbdistillery.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 20% off at cbdistillery.com.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, we'll welcome Rocker into the studio, and he's going to review the debut of the newly remixed 16-track quadraphonic version of the John and Gordy theme song.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Iron Mike Tyson and Jake Paul, the YouTuber. They're likely, this is just me wildly speculating, might have been a wee bit of a gentleman's agreement. Try to make it look good, but nobody's actually going to try to knock anybody out.
I actually put a bet on that, and I bet it for Jake Paul to win, just because I knew it was staged. Mike Tyson was going to do what he's going to do. Clearly, obvious, he could have knocked him out. He just didn't want to do it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.